From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Tensions are building in the U.S. House of Representatives over immigration and the separation of children from the families along the U.S.-Mexico border. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
On the floor of the House, California Democrat Ted Lieu broke a rule. He played audio. Children at a border detention center separated from their families.
We're 2,300 babies and kids in detention facilities were ripped away from their parents. I think the American people need to hear this.
President Trump is accusing Democrats of circulating phony stories of sadness and grief. He also told Republicans in Congress not to, in his words, waste their time on immigration until after the midterms in November. Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy says they're still working on it.
We think there should be a border, and the border should be protected. We think children should be with their parents. And that's what we're working on.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump may impose a 20% tariff on vehicles assembled in the European Union and shipped to the United States in retaliation for European tariffs on American imports. Auto industry experts say such tariffs could negatively impact the U.S. economy as well as Europe's. Ethiopia's new prime minister said a few people were killed in an explosion at a political rally Saturday at the Capitol. After the explosion, the prime minister said the incident was an unsuccessful attempt by forces who do not want to see Ethiopia united. The peace talks between the South Sudanese president and rebel leader Riek Machar ended without an agreement. The two principals may meet face-to-face again. This may occur possibly as early as next week. This is VOA News. United Nations aid agencies are now wrapping up and ramping up humanitarian operations in Yemen's port of Hodeidah as fighting between government and rebel forces for control of the port heats up, putting hundreds of thousands of civilian lives at risk. Lisa Schlein from the UN in Geneva.
Last year, cholera cases in Yemen topped 1 million in the world's worst outbreak of the disease. A World Health Organization spokesman, Christian Lindemeyer, tells VOA concerns are growing over a possible resurgence of this fatal disease.
Monday, a major water pump was hit, leaving 10,000 households without water supplies and with increased risk to waterborne diseases. So here's a fear that the situation might fuel another wave of cholera.
Lindmeyer says there are plans to vaccinate more than 800,000 people in Hodeidah with oral cholera vaccination. The port of Hodeidah is a vital lifeline for people throughout Yemen. It imports crucial humanitarian relief supplies and is the main entry point for commercial goods, including fuel, food, and medicines. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Officials in Afghanistan say insurgents in separate attacks have kidnapped 33 employees of a construction company and killed at least 20 government security forces. The Taliban has launched major coordinated attacks across the country since ending its three-day ceasefire on Sunday, killing more than 100 Afghan forces and overrunning new territory. The kidnapping occurred near the border with Pakistan and the southern province of Kandahar. The United States and South Korea have agreed to indefinitely suspend two military training exercises in the aftermath of the summit between U.S. President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The U.S. military says they suspended the exercises to support the outcomes of the Singapore summit. The U.S. High Court has set a new standard for privacy in tracking cell phone users. AP's Warren Levinson has details.
The High Court ruled 5-4 that police generally need a warrant to get cell phone information that tracks a criminal suspect's whereabouts. In the case at issue, the government used cell phone tower information to help convict a suspect in a string of robberies. Police didn't get a warrant to find that information, and lower courts held that cell phone tower records were legally no different from phone company records of what calls were made from a phone. But the Supreme Court found they are different in an opinion written by Chief Justice John Roberts, giving a victory to advocates of privacy in the digital age. I'm Warren Levinson.
Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, says a U.N. report on poverty within the United States was ridiculous. The report highlighted economic inequality and claimed policies pursued by the Trump administration would exacerbate the country's wealth gap, further hurting the poor. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.